Remember, we've been having a continuing story. Do you remember the name of the little girl? Kandima. And do you remember what happened to Kandima? She got her eye hurt really, really bad when a big thorn went in and it got all infected. And then her other eye was going to go blind too. And so the missionary Tuan convinced her parents finally to, those are my kitty cats. But yes, so Kandima, remember she went and she had to go in a big boat and go across the ocean from Borneo over to Singapore where the doctors were, and they operated on her eye, and they had to take the bad eye all out. And do you remember what she got to put? It was another eye. It was a glass eye. Okay, so Kandima's, she's feeling great. She doesn't feel sick anymore. And now it was finally time to go back to Borneo from Singapore. So she had to get back on a boat. Now, the second time, she didn't get quite as seasick because her little body kind of knew what to do. And she got back, and she was staying at Tuan's house with all of his children and having so much fun. And Tuan was kind of busy, and he didn't have time right yet to take her back up the mountain to where her village was up on the mountain. I think it's Mount Kinabalu is the name of the mountain. And so, but one day while they were there and doing some things, someone came in the door, and it was Teacher Dowd from her village. And he saw Kandima and he said, "Oh, your mommy is waiting to have you back home. Now let's not play with the remotes." Yeah, so Teacher Dowd said, "Now I can leave tomorrow and I can take Kandima back home." And Tuan said, "Oh, that would work out wonderful." And so Kandima and Tuan made the hike up the mountain, and Kandima was so healthy now and so excited to get home. She was practically running up that mountain, which my son Ethan would do that. He would run up a mountain. But Teacher Dowd said, "Slow down a little bit, because let's listen. Let's find out what's going to happen." So Kandima got back home, and everyone was all excited. Her friend Mukit saw them coming out of the jungle, and he said, "Kandima's home! Kandima's home!" And so everyone from the whole village came out to see her and to look at her. She wore her beautiful little pink pajamas with the rosebuds on them. What's... is there something they're hurting? Yeah? So Kandima, they thought, oh, she had a suitcase, but her suitcase was called a bahongan. It was kind of like a little basket, kind of like a big cylinder that they would pack things in and carry on their backs. And so everyone wanted to see her stuff, and they saw her eye, and they said, "Oh, the white man, the doctors, they made you well, and they didn't do things to, they didn't kill you or anything like they had said they would." And so people started to see that maybe the white man's medicine wasn't so bad after all. And they said, "Kandima," you know what Kandima decided to do? She popped her eye out. And oh, that scared everybody, and they all kind of ran away. And she said, no, it's a glass, and it's made there so it looks like I have an eye." And she put it back in, and someone said, "Do it to the other one." And she laughed because she couldn't do it to the other one, because her other eye, the good eye, was all well now. And so she went into the village and she looked around. And remember I told you before that the people had pigs, and the pigs were just got in everything and were everywhere and made things all dirty. Well, the people that had chosen to follow Jesus, they wanted to have nice, clean places around their house and just to, you know, plant gardens and not have the pigs. You know, here in East Texas, we know what a hog can do to a garden spot. And so that's what was happening there in Kandima's village. And they thought, "Oh, what can we do?" And they just weren't sure what they could do. Well, one day, Kandima's little brother, Bonnie, he was probably about 2 or 3 years old, and he had left where Kandima and her friends were talking, and he went to the next door neighbor's house and went under his hut. Because remember, they lived on houses up on stilts, and the pigs all ran underneath. Well, all of a sudden, they heard Bonnie scream. And just scream. So they went. And what had happened was, underneath the hut were some little piglets. And the piglets all surrounded Bonnie. And the mama pig came, and she didn't like that. So she bit into Bonnie's leg. Oh. And so Kandima and her older sister. Her older sister got some sticks and stuff and beat on that mama pig. And so she finally let go. So they took Bonnie and they took him to Teacher Dowd, who had some medicine, and he wrapped everything up. And that got the people that wanted to have the nice clean places say, we have to do something. So what they decided to do was build a fence right down the middle of the village. And there were the Christians on the one side, and there were the people that didn't want to give up their pigs, and they were on the other side. Well, after a bit of time, after they made a nice tight fence, and it was working, sometimes a pig would come through, but someone would come through and make the fence stronger. And they built a little walkway, a stile that you could walk up. So people from the one side of the village, and a lot of the women on the side of the village with the pigs, they like to go do their things, like weaving baskets and stuff, over on the side of the village that was all nice and clean. And the longer that the pigs were away, they were able to plant gardens. And Tawan had sent them some flower seeds, so they had pretty flowers. And so you could see the muddy, dirty mess on the one side, and you could see the people that were following Jesus on the other side with all their beautiful gardens. Well, one day, Teacher Dowd, he had decided to ask the government if the government could do anything. And so a government official came, and he looked, and he got there when it was dark, and he basically said, you know, the government says people can keep pigs if they want to, and or not, so there's really nothing I can do. Well, the next morning, when he went down to the spring to go wash himself and get a drink of water, the pigs had been there. And instead of a beautiful spring, it was all just a muddy, dirty mess. And then he turned around and he looked, and he saw all the places in the village where there was grass growing, and where there was flowers growing, and beautiful vegetable gardens. And then he realized what the problem was that the people were asking for some help with. And so the government official, he went and he talked to the people again, and he said, you know, it's your choice, but if you look at both sides of your village, which kind of village would you rather live in? The side with the Christians, or the side with all the pigs and the people still worshiping the devils, and those kinds of things. And so as a village, they decided, we are going to get rid of our pigs. And so they decided to have one last great big party, invited all the other villages around, and they killed their pigs and they ate their pigs, but they said no more. Well, there was one, actually it was, so Kandima's neighbor, he kind of wanted to follow Jesus, but he didn't want to give up his pigs. But when he finally gave up his pigs, he decided to go listen to Teacher Dowd more and to learn about the Bible. And so he and his family had several babies that had gotten sick, and they had taken them to the witch doctor, and the babies had died. And his wife was going to have a new baby. And so they decided that they were going to be Jesus followers. And so they could help, they could take care of their baby. And so they chose to follow Jesus. And in fact, the government worker said, you know what? I have never seen such a sermon as I got from those pigs, with the difference between the clean Christian side and from the dirty side. And so then after that, more and more people started to come and listen and learn about Jesus there in Durian Village. Well, next Sabbath, I've been talking about my big boy Benjamin's going to be back visiting. Benjamin, when he was 18, he went to the island of Borneo on a mission trip. And he was actually in the area where Kandima was. And next week, he's going to have a story for us about something that happened when he was over there being a missionary on Borneo. And he could see the mountain where Kandima lived from the summer camp that he was helping with. All right, you may go quietly back to your seats.